This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 o'clock hour here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Sean's out today, a little out sick. Peyton and Aiden alongside. We have a brand new segment to debut coming up at 8:20 this morning. The Wednesday Wheel Spin, Bobby Belt. Very excited for this one. Can't wait to see it.
Changing things up. We have no idea what we're going to talk about next segment. We know it'll be one of seven things. But we don't know which of those seven it'll be.
Flying by the seat of our vintage
Could be
pants.
Life hacks, could be high-low. You really don't know.
Man, cannot wait. Brett Boone at 9:20, Rangers hitting coach. But now we are joined by ESPN's Seth Greenberg, college basketball analyst, joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Morning, Seth. How we doing?
Doing great, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well. We were obviously very excited that the Mavs got the overall number one pick and get Cooper Flagg, who seems to be the presumptive number one pick for since he was in high school still. Has he completely lived up to the hype from what you saw coming out of high school?
I think he's exceeded it because the microscope he was under, the expectation was so incredible. And then obviously the way he played against the U.S. Olympic team in those exhibitions and practices, excuse me, in Vegas, you know, the expectation was special. You know, he kind of worked his way into it. But what he is he's got an incredible skill set. He's an incredible teammate. He's got versatility. So people were caught up early. Well, can he shoot the three? You know, he's not he does what needs to be done. He takes what the defense gives him. He makes the game easier for everyone else. So, you know, I think that if you look at his game, especially for your team, he's built for this, and he's built for the role he could play potentially, obviously, with Maz when they selected probably number one.
So, you know, would he be best suited with a big or somebody who's a primary ball handler in terms of like the other players around him?
I think he can play with anyone. I mean, if Kyrie's healthy, obviously, when he's on the floor, he's going to be a primary ball handler, but he can be a secondary ball handler. You can run your offense through him. He's got a little Scottie Pippen in his game. He's got a little Tatum in his game. He's got a little Grant Hill potentially in his game. But, you know, you look at the Mavs roster, and I said this yesterday, he's more pressure on him at Duke this past year, being the number one player in high school, coming in and being the focal point of everything. There was more pressure on him there probably than, you know, with this Mavericks team, because he's got three all-stars, not too many of them. I mean, when Kyrie's healthy, he's got one of the most dynamic, you know, ball guards of the cut in basketball. Obviously, Clay's one of the elite shooters in the history of the game. And then AD, you've got Derek Lively, a guy, obviously another Duke guy. If he when he gets healthy, he's like a missing piece. So they're not going to have to rely on him. He's going to play off of these guys, but he's got an incredible feel. He's so easy to play with, yet he's so versatile and can impact the game in so many different ways.
ESPN college basketball analyst Seth Greenberg joining us here on 105 Through the Fan, former head coach at Virginia Tech. Coach, when you look at his game and the way that it translates, and we're all trying to figure out, all right, how big of a risk is this? How much is he just the safe pick versus how much potential there is that he can tap into? Just from the idea of his floor, his very bottom and what he is coming into the league right now, Would you classify him as a safe pick, a guy who, like, hey, at the very minimum, you know you're getting a contributing NBA starter here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, he's going to be an all-star. I mean, there are other players in the draft. You know, Hopper's a potential, you know, guy that can make an impact. Ace Bailey's probably got the biggest, you know, upside of people in the draft. Trey Johnson might be, you know, the most explosive jump shooter in the draft. Jeremiah Fears might be, you know, basically Kyrie 1.0. But this is the only selection that the Mavs can make. And like, you know, it's the same thing. You guys are going to, you can't evaluate him and micro-evaluate him, you know, game to game. You got to evaluate him, you know, what's his potential. He's 6'8 plus with a 7-foot wingspan with tremendous defensive range, an incredible basketball IQ. Now, you know, can he hit a spot and just elevate up? No, that's not really his game. He can do that, but he'll probably hit a spot, pivot, create an angle, or he'll hit a spot, spray it out, and get someone else a shot. But it's not a safe pick. It's the right pick. I mean, his versatility and the way he impacts the game, it's a no-brainer.
Coach, you know, how much of a gap is there between Cooper and that next best player? Like, if Cooper's a 10, where would you put Harper and Bailey and Edgecombe and Trey?
I'd say they're probably nines. I mean, like, each one of them is different. Edgecombe, obviously 6'4", elite athlete, plus wingspan, improved his ability to make shots, freaky, impact the game defensively with his athleticism. You know, Trey is just so good on and off the ball in terms of more off the ball as a cutter and a shot maker and things of that nature. Hopper, they all have it. Questions like Hopper, can he shoot it well enough? Shot okay yesterday in the drills. When he gets the ball above his head, he's a better shooter than maybe when it's stuck off his shoulder. So, I mean, like every player, there's a transition period. You guys know it. You guys watched players coming to the league. We forget he played most of the season at Duke as an 18-year-old. Mm. Like the dude just turned 19.
Wow.
You know, Jeremiah Fears is 18. I mean, like, so, like, in the league is so young. It's getting older again now because guys are staying in school because NIL. But, so, I mean, his upside, like Cooper's upside is crazy. I mean, he played against the Olympic team in Vegas as an 18-year-old. I mean, and, you know, so, I mean, everyone has a question mark. You know, no one's a totally finished product. I mean, do you know of any 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds that are finished products in any aspect of their lives?
Nope, not really.
You know? How old are you guys?
45.
No. Still learning in our 30s and 40s, yeah.
All right. Hey, you dudes aren't a finished product either.
Nope, better not be. Right?
Everyone's a work in progress. I mean, like, look, he loves the game. He's lost in the game. He's lost in his teammates. He's a winning player. He's competitive. He's got a ridiculous skill set. He's got, I mean, like in the NBA shuttle slide drill, he was sixth in the whole combine yesterday. You know, so I mean, he's got a lot of traits, and I've been around him a decent amount, you know, because of the games we covered there. And you know, you speak to anyone, and you know, whether it's, you know, John Shire, the assistant coaches, Rachel Baker, the general manager, and he's just a pleasure to be around. So he, you know, he fits in, and like I say, he's just a fit. But you said, all right, what do we need as an organization? We need a backup point guard, or we need a three, right? I mean, that's pretty much what you guys need.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, three's taken care of, and you can swing to four and play small four if you have to, and you could put, you know, obviously AD at five if you wanted to. He could also be Scottie Pippen, and you could, you know, have him initiate offense.
ESPN
Seth. I mean, he's talented.
ESPN Seth Greenberg joining us here on the D&M Leasing on 105.3, D&M Leasing Hotline on 105.3 The Fan. Seth, when you look at you mentioned there the way that he played, you know, with Team USA and different things like that, and obviously he went viral last year for the way that he performed in the Team USA scrimmage against pro players. When you look at that, is that something that you can actually extrapolate to, or is that just more for viral buzz? Like was that made more of that than was actually there? Or do you look at something like that and go, like, no, that shows that, like, he's ready to hang with guys right now?
Yeah, it shows that his potential when he's playing at his highest level, that he can play, you know, he can hang with guys right now. Is he going to have nights where he struggles? Yeah, he's not to do that, but yeah, I mean, when he's at his best or when he's making a great play, I mean, he'll have some viral moments and he'll have some days probably he struggles, but like you don't, like yesterday, I did NBA Today and they were asking me, well, what did you take from the drills? I don't think any of the drills. I mean, like he impacts the game in 8,000 different ways that is not, that you can't quantify. Like, boom, getting rid of the ball, making a quick first pass. Throwing a double team, getting rid of the ball at the right time. He's got really good vision. His defensive range, people don't talk about that because of his wingspan. His ability to cover ground, so he's in a gap, but he can still get his outside hand and get a deflection. So, I mean, you know, to me, the Olympic experience, yeah, I mean, there was some viral plays. I'm sure there was some bad plays, but you don't show them. You know, we're not showing them on SportsCenter. We're not showing the turnovers. But he also, you know, like what you saw is like you go, woo, he's 18 years old. Mm. Like, come on, man. I mean, like he's just scratching the surface. I mean, the guy's, I don't even know he shaves yet.
Seth, this may be an impossible question to answer, but have you noticed you know, how Shire has prepared players for the NBA versus Coach K and how that's gone? Like, you know, what kind of coach Shire has been in terms of the preparation for the next level?
Yeah, I've been at a lot of their practice. He's really good because he plays out of concepts. He does a really good job teaching concepts, and they drill concepts, and they drill reads. They drill short rolls. They drill short rolls as him as a ball handler, also him as a short roller and a playmaker. You know, their practices have good pace. You know, defensively, they were, you know, really, really solid. But they do a lot of skill work. They really do. And they do good skill work. They don't do BS skill work where, you know, it's a drill for drill's sake. They do, you know, stuff that's transferable. So, and you have to, you know, if you're John Calipari, if you're John Shire, look, you have to do that now. You have to, because it's you're working on two things. You're working on, obviously, how are you going to use this player to, you know, give your team the best chance to win, and you're also doing it, obviously, to help your guy become the best version of himself. So that's just one of those things you have to do. And John's a really good coach. I mean, like, I know that Duke fans are losing their mind. You know what? Coach K lost some bad opening round games. So, you know, John's got last year, back to back, I think, lead eights or sweet 16 lead. He's really, really good. And he's got a great way about it where he can challenge his team and yet, you know, be relatable.
Coach, you know, you mentioned a few minutes ago about NIL and how that's keeping guys in school longer. Just kind of dovetailing off to that really quickly away from Cooper Flex specifically. What do you think right now in terms of at the college basketball level is the biggest benefit the game is receiving overall to the NIL experience? And what do you think is the thing that, hey, college has got to figure this aspect of it out in order for this to be really sustainable and beneficial moving forward?
Yeah, more guys are staying in. Teams are getting older. Now, obviously, it's like, you know, trading places. Looking good, Billy Ray. Feeling good. Boom, I'm going to another school. I mean, it's good network keeping these guys in. It's not sustainable what we're doing. We've got to have guidelines. We've got to have contracts. We've got to have buyouts. Guys can't, you know, this is not Monopoly where you pass go and you collect $200 every time. I mean, you've got to find a way to have an accountability also on the player side. Like, you know, I coached for 33 years, 22 as a head coach. I changed jobs three times. Every time I left, I had to pay out. I had to buy out. The way it is. If people are going to invest millions of dollars, you know, those eliminate the rev share. Those people that are investing in these programs, you know, they're going to have donor fatigue. And they're going to have, these guys didn't get extremely wealthy unless you're just crazy, stupid, you know, monopoly money wealthy. You know, you want a return on your investment. And if guys, your school 1 year and then gone the next year, you know, a successful business person is going to look at that and say that's a bad investment. So we have to find some guardrails. We've got to find a way to get contracts. We've got to get education back in the equation. Like no one talks about education. You know, the agents getting 20%. That's like ridiculous. Like, yes. These agents are getting 20% of these kids. I mean, these kids don't need agents. They need an advisor. They don't need agents. You're paying 20%. You guys making $3 million. You're giving away money, and then you're paying your taxes. And so So we've got to find a way to do that better. You know, the stuff that the clearinghouse that they're talking about with the NIL, I don't think that's going to fly, because here's the deal. If, you know, if I'm like the guy Miller in Dallas, right? He's the big booster guy for SMU.
Yep.
If he has an organization or a business and he wants to use a player to be representative, who's going to, like, the guy's made gazillions of dollars. Who's going to tell him what's a good and bad investment?
It is. It's a wild west. It's the wild west. Hey, Coach.
So good of everything. Appreciate you guys having me.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Seth Greenberg joining us here, 105 through the Fan. He's right. They've got to change something up with NIL. There is no doubt. But it is time for the Wednesday Wheel Spin. We debut a new segment. Is it high low? Is it life hacks?
Who knows?
Who knows what it's going to be? We don't even know. We are going to spin the wheel, and we are going to do the segment next on 105 through the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, that's a great call by Steve Levy on ESPN. Stars 3-1 winners, 3-1 series lead over Luzapeg and Connor Loserbuck. It's all over for him. It's all over for him. I am relishing this. Relishing this. Just the absolute destruction of Connor Hellebuck. And now, Stars are one win away, and so is Edmonton. They're one win away from a rematch. We'll do it again. And this time the Stars are going to come out on top.
That's the hope, and that's the belief. That's what we're doing. All right, we're
cleaning things up right now, man. They're rolling.
Boy, they look like they caught fire at the right time. We were feeling down that 8 straight losses after game one. It was looking pretty desperate, but this is a really strong team right now. And the fact that you've got Robo back and now you get Miro back last night and Otter's playing the way that he is, Miko's playing the way that he is. It's just, it's so huge.
Look at the trade deadline pickups. Miko, Granlund, CeCe, they've all played. I mean, they've had big minutes here. Hey, look, Stanky played well with Carolina at times too. So it sucked to see him go, but not when you got Miko.
No, when you got Miko, that makes the difference.
Yep. So Stars up 3-1, and they try to wrap it up tomorrow in Winnipeg. Let's go.
God willing.
Let's go. All right. So we listened. You know, mm-hmm. you wanted new segments? We're going to give you new segments. Bobby did this survey, and, you know, the 6 people that responded, they said they all want a new segment.
Stop that. 1,000
people.
There was way more than 6 people that responded.
1,006 responded. Responded. So they want a new segment. So what is it? We're going to do a Wednesday. I think I actually came up with this.
You did come up with this one. So what this is basically is we had a couple segments that were like, hey, we could do, maybe we could do life hacks every once in a while. Maybe we could do high low every once in a while. And then maybe we could just also introduce some new segments. And so what we've got is the Wednesday wheels, but it's going to be 7 segments that we don't know what they are. We're prepared to do any of them, but we don't know what these are. But there are some of these that are old favorites. Some of them are new. But basically, we'll spin the wheel on Sunday or on Wednesdays. Not the actual Wheel of Punishment.
No, we also can't get that. That's permanently written on there.
Yeah, we wanted to use the actual Wheel of Punishment or Wheel of Misfortune, but we couldn't do it. We couldn't get the stuff on there.
And it's lost a lot of pegs, kind of like Winnipeg.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got just a digital wheel is all that we can use now. But the segments that are going to be on here that we have to choose from are life hacks, a new segment called Am I the A-hole, which is a which is a popular topic on Reddit. Basically, we'll take a situation either in our lives or something being discussed on the internet and just determine who's in the wrong here. The real, which is when we just give a dose of reality to the guys here about like, hey, I'm going to shoot you straight. That's something that Sean's talked about before, is giving the real, just the unvarnished truth about something. Dear Choppy, where Choppy's going to take life problems of Tolos or different questions he's gotten that he's collected over time, and then he's going to give you the answers through the lens of his toxic masculinity. High, low, and then some classics. What are you sick of? And sports match. And so we've got a bunch of options here. So we're going to have Aiden spin the wheel here. So Aiden, go ahead and throw the video up and spin the wheel, and I'll know what the result is once the delay finishes here on the thing. But we're spinning it, and it looks like we've got Peyton. What did we get there? Because you're gonna be ahead of me.
Am I the a-hole?
Oh, baby.
The answer's yes.
Okay, so am I the a-hole? All right, so let's pull this one up here. We're gonna take questions today off of Reddit. We had prepared for this segment to do it in the event that Sean was gonna be here, because Sean had a topic where he wondered if he was the one.
Okay.
So what we're going to do now today then, because that was the segment that got picked, we're going to go ahead and jump into some discussion that are on Reddit. We got one at least. We might be able to get to 2. But let us know your thoughts on the answer. Who's in the wrong here on the Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. You can also let us know on the Twitch and on the YouTube. Okay. Here is the setup for this particular question, RJ Choppy.
All right.
So this guy writes on Reddit. He says, here's the situation. Last summer, I bought my grandparents' house. This house was the hangout spot for my friends and I throughout our childhood. This includes my friend, quote, Dave. The house has a sizable amount of land, which includes a lake and a gazebo. I was supposed to buy the house with my now ex-girlfriend, we'll call her Leslie, but going through the process of getting approved to buy, I found out that she has massive amounts of credit card and personal debt that she hid from me throughout our 4 years together. I decided to break up as a result. That was about 6 months ago. I met Leslie because Dave, this friend, his long-term girlfriend, Kim, is Leslie's cousin. Dave and Kim are engaged and set to get married in April. When I was buying the house, they asked if they could have the ceremony at the gazebo, which I agreed to. In December, I started dating again. Leslie has not taken this well at all. She thinks we're going to get back together and has tried multiple times to make that happen. I have told her in no uncertain terms that isn't happening. Dave and Kim have now asked me not to bring a plus one to the wedding for Leslie's sake. So this is the wedding that's being held technically in his backyard, and they're saying, don't bring a plus one to your wedding at your house.
This is an interesting situation because...
He said, I have told them this request is ridiculous. This wedding is happening at my house using my land, and I'm not allowed to bring a date because of a crazy ex. If that's the case, then they need to find a new venue for the wedding. They're pissed about this given the short time frame of when the wedding is supposed to happen, so we're at an impasse. Am I the a-hole? Is his question.
Okay, so listen, this is always tricky because you are dealing with a breakup and then you have friends playing tug of war.
Yeah. Not just friends, but this friend is also like the cousin, like the ex is the cousin. Yeah.
Right.
So just to reset the story.
Family.
Very clearly, because somebody said, I'm confused on who this is. Basically, a guy buys a house, tells his buddy, yeah, you can use it for, you can use my backyard on this house I'm going to buy for your wedding. Well, then after he broke up with his girlfriend, who is related to the soon-to-be bride, they were telling him, don't bring a plus one to this wedding that's at your house because that's going to make her uncomfortable.
To me, this is the importance of being first.
Meaning?
The word, you gave the word that they can have the wedding there before you broke up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to follow their rules. If they had asked you after you broke it off with her if they could have the wedding there, then you can put the stipulation in that you still have to bring your whoever.
The fan text is not seeing it your way right now.
Well, that's okay. They can be wrong. That's fine.
But, I mean, there's a couple on here. Let me read some of them really quickly. 972.
And by the way, I agree right here with the 972. Who breaks up with someone because of their credit?
So that's the thing.
This guy's an a-hole just for that alone.
So that's a question right there. But did he break up with her? That he said it was over the course of 4 years and she lied and hid about it. Like she lied about it and she hid it.
It's embarrassing.
So, but I'm saying, does that change it at all? That if he's breaking up with her on the principle of like, you lied, there's no honesty here.
No, because is that a lie? Did he ask her specifically what your credit score is and she gave him a different one? Or did they never talk about it and she just didn't bring it up?
Probably just never came up.
Then that's not a lie.
A lie of omission.
That's not a lie. Lies of omission are not lies.
469, it's his house. Boy. He can do whatever he wants. We've got...
Except for go to the wedding.
469, yes, he's the bleep hole. It's their day. He can be inconvenienced for a couple hours, even if it is at his own house. Somebody else, all caps, 972, no, he is not. Find somewhere new or STFU.
So does she live there, the new girl?
No. This would just be bringing a date.
Okay, so if she lived there, that would have a problem with it. If she doesn't live there, then let's just stay home for a little bit.
Peyton, how do you come down on this one?
I mean, I'm always the nice guy. I would say, okay, it's their day. Let me just suck it up for one night, you know, and just not have a plus one there. You know, even though it's my house, I get it. But, like, in reality, it's like, oh, it's my house. Bend the rules for me a little bit, but... Yeah. I'm torn in between, but I would probably just go with what they say. I don't want to be the reason their wedding's ruined.
Especially, it's a bride's family member.
It's a family member. I also might say, just use the house for the wedding. I'm not even going to go. If you don't let me have a plus one, I'm not going to go. But you can still use it because I gave you my word, and you're my friend.
Boy, this is definitely starting to split 50-50 on the fan text right now of who's in the wrong in this situation. 972 says the house owner's in the wrong. 940 says Chop is right. End of conversation. 469,
right, Ed.
The couple is wrong for asking him to do this at his house. 903, wouldn't the ex be uncomfortable anyway since it's at his own house? That's a good point. Is she going to be uncomfortable regardless? Because, many memories in this home.
This was going to be our house together.
Yeah. This is going to be our future.
She might not even show up.
817, fine, but she can't bring a plus one either.
Amen.
But what if she doesn't want, she may not want to if she's trying to get them back together.
That's true.
So she may go, oh, cool. Yeah, fine. I'll take that.
That's
one.
True.
405 says, too much debt is a huge issue. This guy isn't an a-hole. So this one's pretty split. I don't know. I come down on this as like, if I was in the position, if this was me and I was this guy, I would acquiesce and say, fine, I'm not bringing a date. It's not the biggest deal in the world.
Question.
But
also,
I wouldn't blame someone who did.
Would this guy also, as his fan text is bringing up, would he not be in the wedding party if he's that close of a friend?
Yeah.
So if he is, he's probably not sitting with his date anyway.
Man, but it doesn't say that he's in the wedding party. If he's hosting, he may just be like, I don't know. That's a good point, though.
I don't know. I don't know how the protocol is. It's been split. Like some weddings I've been in, You sat with your date who wasn't in the wedding and others.
Have I ever spilled the tea on the air about how awkward our wedding was, Kristen and mine?
No. Maybe.
So Kristen and I were dating, and no joke, at the same time, her younger sister and my younger brother were dating, which is a little weird to begin with, but that's why we were racing to the altar. We were going to beat him because we were going to say, we were married first. Y'all are weird now if you get married because you're technically like legally family, and so you can't do it. So, but we were getting married. They were both in the wedding party, and they were dating. 1 month before we get married, her sister cheats on him. 1 month before. And we had to go through all this weird, like, day of wedding stuff to keep them separate, change who they were walking down the, you know, walking out with, everything else. And, that was, Kristen was convinced when we found out that that had happened. She was like, she told me, she's like, well, we're not getting married now. I was like, shut up. What do you mean we're not getting married now? Because they did, something happened to them. Like, you've been wanting something to happen to them. You wanted them to break up because you did, thought that was weird. But we ended up weathering through it. But we had to, like, yeah, we had to separate. We had to change up who they walked out with, like, when you're leaving, because
they were done. They were done. They broke up at that point.
They were done. They were broken up.
Back together now, or?
No. They split. I think they hooked up that day, but.
Of course they
do. Yeah, of course. It's a wedding, everything else. But yeah, that was awkward.
First breakups never take.
No,
never. Wow, I like it. First episode of the Wednesday
Good
Wheel
idea,
Spin.
Chop. Good idea for that wheel spin. Hey. And let us know if you like that particular wheel spin segment of Am I the A-Hole? Give us a thumbs up or thumbs down on the fan text.
Very nice. Very nice. What is coming up next? And below the belt.
Oh, boy. You guys hate Houston. I know you hate Houston. Well, Houston may have just screwed things up for the rest of the NFL. That's next in Below the Belt. Right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Damn you, Houston. Did you just ruin something else?
Uh-oh.
What have you done? Actually, it may not be that big a deal, but I am interested to see if it ends up causing problems for the rest of the NFL. Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt. We got Brett Boone coming up at 9:20. We'll reset the Stars' big victory over the Winnipeg Jets next segment. But the Houston Texans drafted a wide receiver near the beginning of the second round named Jaden Higgins from Iowa State. You familiar?
Yes.
Good player. I like Jalen Noll more, but good player. So the Texans reached a deal with him at the end of last week on his contract. Signed it, which what do we always say about the rookie contracts? They don't mean anything.
No, because sign them. They're slotted.
They're slotted. Your money's already figured out. Well, they might mean something now on just a little bit more importance for the second rounders. So Jaden Higgins, who was the second pick of the second round, signed his four-year $11,700,824 contract. And why is that specific number so important? It's because every single last one of those $11,700,824 is fully guaranteed.
Whoa.
The first second round pick in NFL history that has had their entire contract fully guaranteed.
So first round picks are fully guaranteed? The first round picks
are fully guaranteed. That's a slam dunk.
The whole deal?
Mm-hmm.
Not the fifth year, though.
Fifth year, you have the option. But yeah, the first 4 years, that's fully guaranteed. You're due that money.
Wow. So even a complete bust is game-changingly wealthy. Doesn't matter.
Yep. So here's what you're looking at now is that if you're going to fully guarantee a second-rounder's contract, now you've got something to potentially negotiate over if you're a draft pick. Where you go, well, I really shouldn't have slid. I slid to you. You were fortunate to get me in the second round. But you're going to need to fully guarantee my money now.
Wow.
And you may have teams that go, nah, I don't want to do that. Now, some of these teams will get pretty close to fully guaranteeing the money anyway, and it's not a big deal. But this has created a potential sticking point and a potential, you know, pivot point that says, all right, this is going to change the way that second rounders look at their deals moving forward. On the other hand, it could be looked at differently, like the way Kirk Cousins was. You remember Kirk Cousins when he got the fully guaranteed contract? Everybody was like, that's
it. 3 for $90, right?
Yeah, and they were like, that's it. It's done. Every quarterback contract moving forward is fully guaranteed. And it wasn't. It didn't change things.
They're close.
The Deshaun Watson one being fully guaranteed was like, all right, is that going to change it? Close, but it didn't.
What, Dak get like 85%?
So Dak got a lot of it. And in effect, a lot of these quarterback contracts are 100% guaranteed. But it's just they have these impossible triggers for the team to get out of. So it's like, Dak, the third year of your contract will fully guarantee at the end of your first year. It's like, okay, well, they can't really financially bail out of it now just to avoid that trigger locking into place and fully guaranteeing for the third year. So in a lot of ways, those deals end up being fully guaranteed because of that. But this is something where you've now created an argument for some second rounders, especially the ones that fall, Donovan Ezeraku. If Donovan Ezeraku fell and said, you know, I really was told I was going to go on the back end of the first. I need fully guaranteed money. You've now created a situation where players may hold out for that, and you may get some additional bickering and fighting on that front.
You know, I don't have a major problem with this.
With fully guaranteeing a second round deal?
I mean, if that's what the market allows. I mean, if that's what someone's
But that's the thing.
Pay.
This is the first time. Like, the market, the rules have allowed it. The market has never done it.
Yeah.
Now there's one team that is saying, well, we'll do it. And you end up getting some side eyes from other teams that go, dude, what are you doing?
These guys should be getting guaranteed contracts anyway. So,
fully? The whole way?
I mean,
everybody or certain veterans?
Look, they're the only sport that doesn't.
Here's the thing, though, is that when we're talking about the way that the CBA is negotiated and the way that everything's applied right now, the market has told you that second rounders just don't get that.
No, I know. Yeah. But
and so if you're going to go ahead and like guarantee that and you're going to say, all right, well, we're going to rubber stamp it, you essentially end up working around a CBA that's been laid out to protect the owners. And now the owners maybe start getting a little surly. start getting a little angry because you end up having to commit to that. Imagine if the Cowboys had to commit fully guaranteed money to like Kelvin Joseph and then they had to bail him. With as often as Dallas tries to you know, have the blue star specials in the second round, man, I would not love that. All right, let's talk more about money, finances. Sean Ryan, the guard for the Green Bay Packers, former UCLA offensive lineman. Sean Ryan just lost out on a lot of money.
Oh, no.
Yeah. His snaps are apparently worth $1 million each. So Sean Ryan's 2025 salary will be $2 million less than it would have been if only he had played two more snaps in his first three NFL seasons.
What?
So Ryan was a 2022 third-round draft pick. This is from Pro Football Talk, which means he's heading into the fourth and final year of his rookie contract. For players drafted in rounds 3 through 7, the salaries in their fourth seasons are influenced significantly by meeting certain performance incentives. In the case of Ryan, his $1.364 million base salary would have increased to $3.406 if he had played 35% of the Packers' offensive snaps over his first three seasons. He didn't play in 35%, though. He played in 34.96% of the snaps.
Oh, God.
Or 1,144 of the Packers' 3,272 offensive snaps. If he had been on the field for just two more snaps at any point in his first three seasons, that would have bumped him just up to the 35% number, and he would have seen his pay raised by over $2 million.
This is absurd.
Ryan's agent, Cameron Foster, told Rob Domofsky of ESPN, friend of the show, Rob Domofsky, that he consulted an online database of snap counts and thought Ryan had reached the threshold, but that both the NFL and the NFLPA told him the official numbers put Ryan at two snaps short. Oh. However, he said, per the Packers, they are not giving him the escalator. We are pretty disappointed about it for sure. Now, this is one of those instances where your organization and the culture you create matters a great deal in terms of your reputation to other teams. Whenever we see those NFLPA surveys about what they think of organizations or how they treat people, like this is going to be one. This is one of those issues that comes to mind for players. So these sort of incentives are, they're twofold. First, it's important to remember these sort of incentives when you write blustery articles, maybe about how much money the Cowboys have to spend or how much money they can free up, and you don't even know enough to know that Deron Bland's incentives are going to kick in and he's potentially going to be due like $4 or $5 million more than he was originally supposed to.
Item.
That's something where you don't even, before you even negotiate an extension, that incentive kicks in. It's on your cap. Cowboys know that. They project out for it. Now, the not to defend what the Cowboys' cap work has been, because it's not been very good, but this is an example of those incentives messing up a contract and the team not relenting on it, because the Packers could relent, and they're not. They're just saying, I mean, the deal's the deal. He fell short. That's the kind of thing that players now get angry about. It.
Yeah, two snaps.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that a player then says, all right, I get it. I understand you now. And other players around the league take notes and go, I get it. Cameron Foster, the agent, I'm sure if he talks to his players and says, hey, we're looking at signing a deal. Oh, don't sign an incentive deal with Green Bay, because they're not going to do right by you. There was a question last year. A lot of people felt like Cooper Rush was held out of the last game because he had potential incentives that he was going to hit. Now, apparently he needed to play like 84. I don't think it was.
Yeah.
There wouldn't have been enough snaps for
feasible.
Him to meet it.
No.
Meet it. But that was something that at the time there was a question of, okay, wait, are they doing him dirty at all? And then you looked into it. Okay, no, not really something that he could have achieved. But these are the sort of things that separate out and why I think Brian Schottenheimer wants to talk about culture and setting a standard and getting to know people and doing right by people. And this is why it also matters why other teams will, no matter how, all right, it's going to cost us $1 million more, fine, go put them out there for one snap though and bring them back. Like they will go ahead, or they'll, if they can,
they'll say, you know,
if they can, they'll waive the language in the contract and say he meets it. I'm stunned that at 34.96 the NFLPA wouldn't say we round up.
Yeah,
that's literally even within the 0.9. That's on the other side of that 5, rounded up. That's 35.
Yeah.
But no, they called it 34.96, and now Sean Ryan loses out on $2 million. And that's this guy who is not a big-time, like, highly paid first-round player. That's like that's good money that's to him before great. He gets his contract.
I mean, holy cow. That really sucks. They should absolutely round up at that point if it's that close.
Yeah.
Two snaps. Point,
just do right by your people. That's the only thing. All right, really quickly, as we wrap up here in Below the Belt, Brett Boone coming up at 9:20. Talk about the Rangers on their four-game winning streak. Robert Saleh, you remember when his name was floating around this building?
I do.
And there was talk of him, all right, maybe he's getting in here as a head coaching interview. In fact, he was here for a head coaching interview.
If you ain't
maybe
got no haters, you ain't popping.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. Going to give him 11 little kisses. Robert Saleh was a guy that when he interviewed for the head coaching job, there was a question of would he potentially be an option at defensive coordinator? They ended up with Matt Eberflus, but the question was, could Saleh have been targeted for them? Like, hey, even though you didn't get the job, we'd like to bring you on as the defensive coordinator. Would he be open to that? There were a lot of people who were upset when they named Matt Eberflus instead. Well, it turns out Robert Saleh's telling you, yeah, I was not coming to Dallas to be your defensive coordinator. This is from Pro Football Talk. For four seasons, Saleh was the 49ers defensive coordinator under Kyle Shanahan. He was back doing the interview circuit, obviously, this offseason. He's now back with the 49ers after that four-year stint as the head coach of the Jets. And he told reporters at the end of last week he had no interest working for any other team if it wasn't going to be a head coaching position. He said, I have a tremendous amount of respect for this organization, talking about the San Francisco 49ers. They gave me so much, and during the first 2 years, if you think about those first 2 years as the coordinator in 17 and 18, it wasn't easy, and it could have been very easy for them to move on from me. I'm indebted to this organization, to those men for the rest of my life. They stuck with me, and we made it happen. We did what we needed to do, and the rest is history, and I'm excited about the opportunity to get a chance to do it with them again. So he said that he told reporters out there, he's like, I was never going to Dallas or any other team.
Wow.
Because my interest was specifically on just if I'm going to be head coach, fine. But the only other team that I want to be with, I want to repay that loyalty.
Yeah, I was interested why they didn't hire him. Why Detroit didn't hire him. They had an opening, right? A lot of teams had openings. Why
and if he shut it down.
He shut it down.
I'd see that, but that's, again, when you talk about loyalty. Because he says, no, this is a team that could have very easily fired me and didn't, so I owe them, so I'm going back. I'm going to give them loyalty. So on the two ends, you've got Green Bay, who goes, sorry, buddy, you missed it by 0.04%. That 0.04%, that's enough to be half of the legal drinking limit, but we're not going to give you your $2 million bump from it. That's one organization.
I like
and you got San Francisco on the other side that made enough of an impression on Robert Saleh that he said, I'm blocking out everybody else as soon as I got the opportunity to get a job again.
Good for him. If that's who he wants to be, I mean, good for him. Was he like that? And that brings up the other question is like, you know, it was obvious, like, if they probably didn't know he was had this hardline stance coming in, right?
Probably so not. They were interviewing them for head coaches that they were investigating.
Okay. Yep. So, because I was wondering, like, it was, do we think that he was just a Rooney Rule box check?
For some people, probably. I think Dallas genuinely investigated. They were curious. And they really liked him in the interview process. They thought he was
I'm sure he's an amazing interview. Yeah. Like, he is he's a good quote. I'm sure he's an amazing, he looks the part of a coach. Because he got that Dan Campbell. I mean, he's fit. I mean, he looks the part of a football coach. So, there you go. B-Low.
B-Belt.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden alongside Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach at 9:20. Stars. Big win. Was it a must win? Yeah, well, I mean, they got it either way. We'll get into that next, along with some little Diamond Cavs. I want to fight through the fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.